Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Maybe you've heard that the fear of uncertainty causes us to run. And sometimes it causes us to not move at all. The fear of uncertainty, of not being sure of what's going to happen, can paralyze us. It can cause us to want to run to places that are comfortable to us, to things that we know will bring us comfort when we're scared. You know what I'm saying? It's a little bit like self-medication when we pick to do things that make us comfortable when we know we should make a decision to do something that's uncomfortable but necessary right now. Am I touching on something for you? You know, we run to where the pain can be dulled, at least for a while. And I'm not talking alcohol specifically. I'm talking about watching television. I'm talking about running to shopping, running to do things that make us feel good, getting something new, getting something that distracts us. I can remember earlier in my career hearing somebody speak about how we can be so busy and yet be extraordinarily lazy about the things that are important right now. So what does this have to do with waiting for the right time to sell your house? You know, I think that the prescription that we often need is to be quiet. In fact, I love this. There's this particular verse in the Old Testament of the Bible that is kind of a key verse for my life, that in rest and repentance is my salvation, and quietness and trust is my strength. Isaiah 30:15. Why is that? Because I tend to be a mover, and I tend to pick one thing up and I look at it for a moment, I go to something else, and I'm always moving all the time. But it's when I'm quiet and I still myself that I can really hear better and recognize and see the truth. And if I'm willing to, then take the steps, often baby steps, towards what's important for me to change in my life. And in real estate, this translates into, for some of you, you're very happy where you are. You're not going to move. But think of the application of this with the stuff you have. Let's say you want to age in place and you don't want to move right now. It's fine. But are you both happy, or are you happy living in your home the way that it is? Or is it time to make a change in your current living standard within your home? Because you can stay where you are and be perfectly happy, or you can go through addressing the things that need to be changed in your life. And it may not be that you have too much stuff. It may be that you're not maintaining the house. It may be that together you're not enjoying the house like you once did, that you live in four rooms out of that property. So recognizing when the right time comes to sell your house and downsize. Oftentimes a physical event will precede the decision to move out of a home we've been in for decades. You know, like tear a ligament in your knee or quadricep muscle, or can't work as well, your hip isn't moving around as well, and it's just time to make a move. And that's okay. That's normal. That's very common. In fact, it's the major driver for why people will actually sell their homes and make a move, is to make a change at a certain age, 70 plus, because of a precipitating event. You'll hear that word. But facing this reality of, you know, taking stock of where you are, looking at the right time to sell your property, when is the right time? And here are the key considerations. There's when is the right time, how am I going to, and where am I going to move? So the when is really, if you're not being motivated by job transfer, I've got to get going now, or you're not being motivated by something that is pressing you physically, but more, I just want to sell. It's time for me to make this transition. I want to move south. I want to just make the move. I'm ready to let go of this house. This house is too much for me, whatever the reason may be. Or maybe it's just, hey, my wife's expecting and it's time for us to upsize, right size into something that's larger because she's expecting now. And I want to make this move before she begins nesting. You know, so it is an important consideration for the when. And there is a time each year where houses sell the best. And if you can stage your timing to catch the wind of that, it's like catching the tide coming in at the ocean. You cannot argue with it. You cannot fight it. You can stand strong against it, but the tide will erode all the sand you stand on. So why fight it? Find the right time to sell, the when. Get the Market Ready Guide if you want more information on that free guide on when is the right time to sell and how you should prepare your property to sell for top dollar. And then the where is, where do I identify I want to move to? Maybe it's a condominium in Ballston. Maybe it's D.C. Maybe it's Bethesda. Maybe it's just near where your kids are in Phoenix, Arizona. It doesn't really matter. But knowing where you're going to go to and starting the process of evaluation, you may be at this point where you say, Eric, you're touching on really, really important points for me. I've been lazy in my life about attending to what's important. My wife's been telling me for years I need to make a move, but I haven't done it yet. But I think maybe what I hear you saying, Eric, is that I need to start evaluating. I need to start evaluating now and take this more seriously. Now, the average couple that makes a decision that it's time to move, it's about 3 to 4 years from when they make the decision to when they actually move. Whether you are moving to a new development that's being built, like the Ingleside development down here in Washington, D.C., or up in King Farm, or the Sunrise communities in Bethesda, or Asbury up in Gaithersburg, Ashby Ponds, or Greenspring Village, or you know any number of the fine retirement communities that are around the Beltway, or anywhere in the country for that matter, you got to start, number one, with the decision, now's the time. I need to start that process. Now you need to think about when I'm going to move and how I'm going to get ready and where I'm going to go. Don't you agree that once you know where you're going to go, that lining everything else up to that, where you want to go, becomes very easy? So we've created a guide called the Continuing Care Retirement Community Guide. And it's really a nice resource of information of what we know to be the existing continuing care retirement communities in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. And if you are interested, would like a free copy of that, again, there's no charge. We'll mail you a copy of that and a copy of the Market Ready Guide so you can not only know where the options are locally, but also know how to get your house ready. We'll mail that free. Just go to ericstewartgroup.com. Go to the resources section or go ahead and call us at 800-900-9104. That's 800-900-9104. I know some of you aren't going to stay local. Some of you are going to head to North Carolina and South Carolina. Some are going to head out west. Some are going to head north. One of my clients, I just sold their house. We put it up on a Thursday and we sold it the following Thursday, 1 week later, full price, $825,000. That was in August, folks. We are confident that this couple who are moving to Massachusetts to be close to their kids needed to find a place to go to. We can help you find a place to move to. If you want to find retirement communities or you want to find a real estate agent to help you build a new house with a Del Webb community in Cary, North Carolina, or you want to build a place in Naples, Florida, or wherever it might be, we will vet quality real estate agents anywhere in the country. You want to sell a house, condominium, piece of land, family-owned, whatever it might be, contact us. We have helped hundreds of our clients sell their properties outside of this area by identifying great real estate agents, introducing them, and them selling their homes for top dollar. So wait. In Psalm 27:14, it says, "Wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart, and wait for the Lord." It is good to wait for the Lord and for his help, his guidance in our decision making. Waiting is not a problem, but waiting should always come with a resolution. And if the waiting is you're asking a question and you're waiting for an answer, fine. But if you're constantly moving, constantly busy, and not busy working on the right things, you're actually not waiting. It's strange how we can be so busy and not be busy about the right things. It's true in my life for sure. I have to remind myself consistently. So go to ericstewartgroup.com or give us a call today. We'll mail you a copy of the CCRC Guide or the Market Ready Guide. That's 800-900-9104. Still more coming your way. Stay with me.